welcome to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. It's a double bank holiday weekend here in Gibraltar this weekend. Today is Workers' Memorial Day and Monday is May Day. And can you hear this noise in the background? That's rain. If you ever wanted any clearer proof that Gibraltar is British, this has to be it. A rainy bank holiday weekend. Anyway, earlier this week when the sun was shining and the rain was still yet to arrive, I went for a wander into the Alameda Botanical Gardens. The gardens have a special place in my heart. When we used to live back in England, I loved my garden. Many weekends and bank holidays were spent visiting garden centres for inspiration, and then trying to replicate the plans in my own rather modest suburban back garden at home. When we first moved to Gibraltar and swapped our semi-detached house for a third floor apartment with a balcony, the loss of our garden was keenly felt by me. Thankfully, we moved into a building just a stone's throw away from the Alameda Botanical Gardens, and that became our replacement garden, with lots of lush, tropical plants to make me feel better, and a park for my boys to play in. Because we live in such a densely populated place, the vast majority of us live in apartments without gardens, and that means that our children grow up without being able to get their hands dirty, digging in the soil and attempting to grow something in the corner of the family garden. And that's where the Alameda Gardening Club comes in. Staff at the Botanical Gardens have been running the club for school children for several years now, and since its creation, it's grown in popularity. Clubs run 2 days a week after school, and 10 of the local schools are involved in its education programme. In order to expand the facilities on offer for the children, a new scheme's planned to build a biodome classroom. And in order to fund it, Gibraltar's first ever crowdfunding project has just been launched. I spoke to Lucy Hart, one of the education team volunteers, to find out all about it.
For 4 years we've been running a gardening club here, and we've got 2 days a week currently. Mostly for children aged between, I think we're now 7 to 11 at the moment, but we're so kind of overwhelmed with interest, we've got a huge waiting list, so we're going to have to maybe change how we work here, or we're hoping, what we really want is to add an extra day, but this is part of our problem, is facilities don't enable this at the moment. So we run the gardening club, and then we also have a very big programme with our local schools. Christine Gilder, who's works here at the gardens and is the main education leader, I suppose, she goes into schools and has really captured their imagination, particularly this year. We currently have 10 schools who are now running their own gardening clubs, growing their own food in schools, as well as coming into visits in the garden and getting some hands-on experience here with the gardeners.
I imagine that's something that's really important, because in Gibraltar the vast majority of people don't have a garden of their own, do they?
Absolutely, and that was really the thinking behind setting up the gardening club initially. You know, apart from trying to get children outside of their homes in general, it's a big problem anyway with children on video games and watching TV too much. Gibraltar has actually a lot to offer for kids who want to be outside, but there's not really the opportunity for them to really get their hands dirty digging in the mud, you know, so we really wanted to give children the opportunity to do that.
So tell me a little bit about the programmes that you actually operate. What do the children grow? Is it fruit and vegetables? Is it plants? How does it work?
Mostly we like to get them to grow vegetables, partly because they grow fairly quickly. We can sort of get from seed to the final product in a few months, but also because it's something the children understand and they can relate to. You know, they all see vegetables in the shops, hopefully they eat the vegetables as well, but it's amazing that some of them have never really thought about where they come from, and so for them to know that, you know, from a tiny seed a carrot will grow, which they will actually pull out of the ground themselves, it's a really exhilarating experience for them. And the faces just tell the story. They're, you know, they really love it.
Now, you're just about to embark on a campaign to do a crowdfunding in order to improve the facilities you have here, aren't you?
Yes, that's right. We need more facilities. We need better facilities that are specifically set up for the education and for the children to come in and work in a safe environment, but also have a space that is their own, that they can kind of really sort of grow and love. To do this, we realised that we needed a bit of money. So we've set up a crowdfunding campaign, which will invite individuals, businesses, family groups, large companies to make a donation. And in return, depending on the size of their donation, they will get a plaque, a sponsorship plaque, which will be set within the gardens around the education area, along the fence, so that everyone can see it whenever they come to the gardens. And on this plaque they can have a name or perhaps a dedication, a commemoration of maybe a special event, or in this case of companies, they can have their company names. And on the really large, for large donations, on the bigger plaques, they'll also be able to have their company logo, so that everyone can see really that they've supported their community and this great project.
And what's the money going to be used for?
Well, apart from the sort of clearing of the area that we want to use, The main bulk of the money is going to be for a biodome, which is essentially a posh greenhouse with all the state-of-the-art growing medium, but also it acts as a classroom, an outdoor classroom, which is really important for us when we have kids coming in from schools, because we can't guarantee the weather, but we still want to have them to have the opportunity to sort of learn while they're here. So to have a special space where the children can come and be safe and engaged will be really fantastic. So the biodome itself will have to stand on a level decking area, and so again a lot of the money will be spent sorting this out, make sure it's all structurally sound, and then surrounding the biodome there'll be a selection of other hands-on projects for the kids. So there'll be growing areas, there'll be a pond for pond dipping, we'll have wormeries, hopefully possibly even a beehive, and it's just a really kind of chance for the children to really experience nature in all its different diverse forms.
It sounds like you're really moving on with what you do here at the minute. It's taking it onto another level if you can actually raise the money and get this to happen.
Yes, absolutely. We are full of ideas of things that we want to do and how we want to expand and the opportunities that the schools can have here. But we are really currently so held back by lack of facilities to do this. And as you say, once we get this, and I'm really hopeful that this is all going to go well for us and we're going to capture the imagination of the public, we will absolutely be flying, because the world will be our oyster.
Now, if somebody's listening to this and they're interested in contributing or finding out more, what should they do?
Well, they can, first of all, maybe they just want to take a look at our Facebook page. If they just search the Alameda, Gibraltar or the Botanic Gardens, you should find it fairly easily. And you can, first of all, you'll be able to scroll through and see a lot of the work that we've been doing with the children. But on there's also information about the campaign itself. We also have an email address, which is biodome@gibraltargardens.gi, and you can send your interests there, and we'll send out information to you from there about the different sort of size of the plaques and the different contributions that we're looking for each of those plaques. And so those are probably the two best ways. Alternatively, if people are just walking through the gardens and they just think they might just want to pop in and find out more, you can call into the office, main office, and they can give you a little bit more information as well.
Thank you to Lucy for taking the time to speak to me about the exciting plans for the Alameda Gardening Club. Now, if you're interested in finding out more about the biodome and what the Alameda Gardening Club does, I'll include all their links in the show notes for this episode. You can find that on my blog, postcardfromgibraltar.com. You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
You're listening to the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Postcard from Gibraltar podcast. If you want to make sure you don't miss the next episode, please hit the subscribe button on iTunes or the Podomatic app, and that way the next episode will magically appear in your device for you. As this is a double bank holiday in Gibraltar, I'm giving you a double bill of podcasts. Keep your ears and your eyes peeled for another one coming on Monday. For that one, you'll need to get your trainers on to join me on a trip up the Med Steps. Thanks so much for listening, and until next time, goodbye for now.